Hello and welcome along to a new feature on The Good Glow. It's a midweek aha moment. Now, I've had hundreds of incredible people on the podcast with some life-changing thoughts. So these short clips will come your way once a week. They'll be less than 5 minutes long, but that 5 minutes could transform your day, your week, or even your life. First up, it's Jerry Hussey on guilt.
How do we speak our truth without feeling guilty? Because I'm getting really good at speaking my truth as I move through my life. But I can't get rid of the guilt.
Yeah, guilt sometimes, it's a learned response. And it's a response that sometimes can actually prove we're doing the right thing. So the danger is that we become people pleasers to avoid guilt. Or that we limit what we say to avoid guilt. So when we don't feel guilt, it's because we're living within a certain paradigm. The moment you start to feel guilt, it means you're shifting, you're changing. Feel the guilt, keep moving. Keep moving, because the guilt is an indicator. Too many people live their life so they don't feel angry, so they don't feel guilty. And that is emotional repression, and that is emotional suppression. Feel the guilt. Because now you're changing, and be okay. I feel a little bit guilty, and let that emotion rise and let it come. And then realize that guilt is not a good or a bad thing. But the more you become okay with it, is the less you begin to experience it. So of course, nobody wants to be going around guilty. The last thing I'll say on this is it's very important that we distinguish between shame and guilt. Guilt is I did something wrong. So did you do something wrong? Or was it you did something that other people didn't like? Did that make it wrong? But guilt, even if you did something wrong, if you upset someone, if you hurt someone, guilt is a normal emotion. It means I did something wrong. It is an acknowledgement. And I do things wrong every day. I shout at people, I give out to people. But that's guilt is okay, because you recognize that was wrong. That doesn't feel right. Shame, however, so guilt is I did something wrong. Shame is I am wrong. And that is a massively different emotion. Some people say, I feel guilt, but they're actually feeling shame. I'm wrong for making my sister feel like that. I'm wrong for making my mother feel like that. I am wrong for demanding that. I am wrong is totally different to I have done wrong.
I am a bad friend because I didn't write back in that moment.
I am a bad friend, which is linked to I'm a bad person.
Okay.
And that's where we have to liberate ourselves. So the question you need to ask is, who am I? What are my values? What does living those values look like? What does honoring my truth look like? What does living with compassion look like? And set yourself free to do that. So when you look in the mirror, regardless of what the world is saying about you, am I living my values? Am I making my decisions from a place of love and truth? Am I honoring my emotional needs? Am I setting my soul free? And if the answer is yes, you don't need to ask any more questions. How other people respond to your success, to your happiness, to your freedom and your liberation has nothing to do with you. And the last thing I'll say on this one is, not everybody, this is going to be new shocker information. Not everybody wants you to be successful. Not everybody wants you to be happy. People will criticize you. People will judge you. And no matter what you do, you can never please most people. So we have to accept that other people's reactions to us and to the decisions we make about our life. And if those decisions are based on setting myself free, honoring my emotional needs and making myself happy, if people can't be happy that you're happy, that says more about them than it does about you.
Oh, I love that clip from Jerry so much. You know, I think we go around trying to avoid guilt, don't we? But let's reframe guilt today. Maybe your guilt means, like Jerry said, that you're changing, that you're no longer that people pleaser you once were, that you're ready to step in to a new version of yourself. So embrace the guilt. Allow it, let it in, and find a way to move through it and let it go. Once you know who you are, once you stay true to your values, and once you live with compassion, you can set yourself free. but you have to give yourself permission. And know that guilt, like Jerry said, is not a good or a bad thing. An affirmation that could help you. You know, affirmations really help me out while I'm feeling a little bit unsure or overwhelmed or anxious. I forgive my mistakes. I am learning every day, and I give myself permission to move forward. I forgive my mistakes. I am learning every day, and I give myself permission to move forward. Another thing you can do if you feel like you really want to let that guilt go, write down what you feel guilty about today on a piece of paper and burn it. Release the past. And the key word here, give yourself permission. Set yourself free. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode of The Good Glow. You know, I thought these 2 to 3 minute clips would really work and connect with people. So if there's someone in your life that needs to hear this today, please make sure to send it on to them and leave me a review if you have time. And if you're looking for even more inspiration today, have a listen to my podcast that I released on Sunday with Pippa O'Connor, because I have been inundated with messages about her mic drop mantra that is helping people set themselves free this week. A huge thank you to Dove Advanced Care Body Wash for supporting The Good Glow this season. Say goodbye to dry skin and step out feeling more beautiful and confident in your own skin this summer. Available now nationwide.